WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Back to school? It's back to summer schedules for some children because of a September heat wave. This mom's in Boston.
The kids getting really tired, them feeling fatigued because the weather is so hot.
CBS's Christina Ruffini is in the thick of it in Washington, D.C., where it's expected to get into the upper 90s today.
It's hot, so the schools are hot and the kids are hot. Schools in 9 states have had to alter their schedules because of this heat and because a lot of schools throughout the Northeast don't have adequate cooling systems. Now, that means they've either sent kids home early for the day, they've gone to remote learning, or they've had to cancel classes altogether. And a lot of the parents we talked to were frankly shocked that schools in this day and age and with this rising heat don't have air conditioning.
Newly filed court papers show the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden intends to seek an indictment by the end of the month. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
An attorney for the president's son told CBS News they believe the agreement for the gun offense still stands and prevents any additional charges from being filed against Mr. Biden.
A plea deal involving two tax misdemeanors fell apart in court. A sixth inmate has died in custody at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail, which is already being investigated for filthy conditions and potential civil rights violations. 24-year-old Chandre Delmore was being held on a second-degree burglary charge when he was found unresponsive during a routine check. The Justice Department opened a probe after the body of a man who died in the jail last year was found covered in insects. President Biden's rejected several conditions of a plea agreement with some 9/11 conspirators. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The five have been held at Guantanamo for decades, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the principal architect of the attacks. Their conditions include not serving their life terms in solitary confinement. But the New York Times reports President Biden has concurred with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation not to accept the conditions. Many victims' families were angry about the deal.
The new NFL season kicks off tonight, and quarterbacks will be wearing new helmets. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes will be one of a handful of signal callers to wear a Vices position-specific softshell helmet. And Vices co-founder Dave Marver says the helmet provides more than just safety.
Players can see the field. They can locate the ball more quickly. They can see a blocker coming.
Concussions are the most common injuries among football players.
Just in, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to the lowest level in 7 months, despite higher interest rates intended to slow hiring. Dow futures down 101. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The pipes will start moving Lake Michigan water to Waukesha today, but homeowners and businesses won't start to see it until next week. Waukesha is finally transitioning to Lake Michigan drinking water after decades of preparation. There could be temporary issues such as changes in smell and taste. Water users will also pay more, with an average homeowner paying $52 more per month by 2027. The transition is expected to occur between September 14th and 18th. The tribute to Arthur Fonzarelli has been defaced. The well-known Milwaukee statue honoring Henry Winkler's Happy Days TV character appeared to be covered in an unidentified black substance on Tuesday afternoon. Where it came from and who did it isn't known. The bronze Fonz has been a fixture on Milwaukee's Riverwalk since 2008. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with general generations of expertise. Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram, Johnny Watermelon, and Don Brown Show.
And Todd Runger.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, guys, again, you're kicking off Carroll College football.
Carroll University.
Carroll
it's
University.
Been rebranded in recent years.
Carroll University.
But that's a common mistake because people know for years it's been Carroll College, but... Yeah, again, it's Wisconsin's oldest university. The university is growing in leaps and bounds, and Waukesha is becoming a true university city in the European concept. And I'm really part. In addition to football, we're going to be doing men's and women's home basketball. They got a great women's program. The men's program is on the rise under new coach Taylor Jansen. And but right now it's football season, as you would say, Earl. And we couldn't be any more excited. You know, I love college football. Went to Michigan State. Love the Badgers. Huge Big Ten. Huge Division I college football fan. But there's something about Division III. I like to call it authentic college football because you have student athletes that are out there playing for the love of the game. Yes, there are a few players, including Carroll's receiver Austin Eichstadt, that are on some NFL watch lists, and there are probably quite a few that have interest in playing professionally after they graduate, whether it's here or perhaps in Europe. But they're out there for the love of the game.
So, Johnny?
So, there's something very exciting here, you know, for the listeners. You know, there's a receiver corps with the Pios, the Pioneers, from Carroll University. They've been there for a long time. There's three seniors.
And most Don experienced unit.
Yeah, they're the most experienced unit. These guys are fast. They're savvy. They know their routes. And they're playing with a great quarterback by the name of Josh Raby. Okay.
And what do we call him? What do you call him?
Josh
Johnny?
Is the Axe Man.
Johnny came up with that.
I came up with that nickname, and I think the coach guy really
Buda approved.
Likes it. And here's why it is, because he splits the defense and he stacks up them 6 points like cordwood, Earl. So these receiver cores and this quarterback are going to put on a light show, dude, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And the backstory about Josh is that he works at Home Depot, and he wears flannel to work. So we started calling him the Lumberjack, and Johnny went one step further. And
made hey, Calvin. Hey, Calvin, are you sure this is not the WWE?
Hey.
I might
Lex Luger played for my high school, you know.
Get him some capes and some masks and some leotards. Yeah. Earl, you're onto something here, dude.
There you go. Well, how should we dress for the game on Saturday? Johnny's in a shirt and tie.
Dressing up in ties. And I thought it's 90 degrees in that thing. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute.
The weather's dropping.
If we're going to start wearing capes and masks and leotards, Don?
No leotards. That's where I draw the line.
Earl's got a great idea.
Hey, Calvin.
Maybe we'll have a little fun with this thing.
Hey, Calvin. What, you been hanging out with these guys, man?
We don't see Calvin anymore. You took him from us as I used to.
Yeah, yeah.
You stole Calvin from us.
Calvin is the hardworking guy. You kind of took him away from
us. He's up in the show now. He's too cool for us.
But Calvin.
Weekend
they
amateurs.
They sound better than they look.
We have face for radio.
So Mom always said, Johnny, you got a face for radio, brother.
I used to be strikingly handsome.
So, guys, where can people get tickets? And all those kind of things when they want to come to the games.
You know, it's getting in. Just get there early. There's a lot of tailgates that go on. Tickets are very affordable, and I'm sure you can get them online in Carroll's website. But
you can't buy them at the gate.
You can buy them at the gate too. Yeah, and there's also a lot of great viewing spots from if you can't get a seat. There's that rotunda, and I apologize, Carroll Nation. There's a great name for that rotunda in the one end zone. I guess that would be the south end zone. There's a great viewing spot. Behind the visiting team is Barstow Street, so there's no bleachers, but people tailgate there and watch the game. There's a wonderful standing room only on the it's called the Falcone Mezzanine, and the north end zone, a great standing viewing spot. It's like kind of a second story level. You see everything from there.
You guys have kind of done your research.
There's other ways to get the game, too. Now, you could listen to the game 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. Just
download the app.
Or download the app. Yeah. Sage did a wonderful job on that app. It's nice, briny, and shiny. It's just, that is such an easy app to use, man. That's a great way to go. Or just tune us in on the radio.
And if you're old school like me, waukradio.com, and then just hit play.
Yeah.
So I do for a lot of your shows in the morning when I'm working on with my other clients. I go right to the website and I tune you in.
Hey, Calvin. Yeah,
beautiful thing.
I think I bit off more than I could chew.
No, wait, we're just getting warmed up here. How much time do we have?
Hey, man.
You know, Todd Rundgren also wrote a song about, I just want to bang on my drum all day. I'm surprised that you didn't have that one queued up.
Hello,
with the weekend
you.
Coming up.
Let me ask you guys, man. Do you get a lot of players from Waukesha who wind up playing on the team?
Yeah, we get a lot of kids from around the country. There's quite a few from Illinois. There's quite a few from around the state. That one linebacker from he's up north, Johnny Campbell.
There's 10 starters from out of state.
Campbell won the John Anderson Award in high school. What high school did he go to again? He's from Menasha, I think, right?
He's from Kakana.
Where
they have the great cheese spread there.
The John Anderson Award. Waukesha South, John Anderson.
John Anderson used to play linebacker for the Packers.
That's right. Anyone who wins that award usually goes to the Badgers or they go to a top Division II program.
So you know why he chose Carroll? Is because they have such a great football program at Carroll with Coach Buddha and how he has that family kind of philosophy there. A lot of these kids from all over the country pick Carroll because they have a great supportive system there.
Yeah, you know, kids from Utah, New Mexico, California.
You know, Arizona. Guys, I'm laughing and joking a lot, but the truth of the matter is, you know, and I said this to Gilbert, football is football.
Yep.
And the excitement for anybody who's on a football team and you get to go out and play against another team, the energy level, the excitement is unmatched. Yep. And it's a part of your life that you'll never forget, right? And the guys play hard.
Yeah.
They're out there. They leave it all on the football field. I don't care who it is. I don't care what the team is, you know. And what football kind of does.
That's the beauty of football, man, the competitive spirit. Anything can happen.
We've spent some time at that camp. Sorry to interrupt. And it's quality football. It's an exciting brand of football they have there at Carroll. The CCIW, it's growing up here in Wisconsin, we know what Whitewater can do. We know, there's some great D3 football traditions. We know that's top quality football. Johnny, take it away.
Well, the other thing that I was going to mention there is they got some big boys down in the lines, that scrimmage line is controlled very well. That's why I'm so excited about the receiver corps and this quarterback is that they've got great blocking up front. There's going to be some passing going on here that hasn't been seen for a while.
They run a lot, too.
And they do. They got Nick Leglioni.
Legs.
His nickname is Legs. Yeah. That dude's going to get some yards this time.
They call him Legs?
Call him Legs, Earl.
His mom said that's what we should call him. Nick Leglioni.
He's got some great stride to him and a burst of energy. When he sees a little hole there, he hits it, man. It's just a lot of fun to watch that guy.
I got to give you guys credit, man.
Sure.
You know, you guys are good, man. You know,
so, we got some.
You sound good.
Well, we're starting, as a Wisconsin native. Hang on, The starting nose tackle, starting defensive tackle for Carroll is a gentleman named Tim Nelson. He's from Wisconsin. He's from, where's Tim from? He's from Racine. And I said to Johnny last night, Tim's, he's part of that great tradition of Wisconsin nose tackles named Tim. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who the other one is? Played for Wisconsin on the Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl team that lost to the 49ers. Taylor had that one.
I barely remember.
He blew his
name.
Knee out in that game. If he hadn't blown his knee out, it would have been different. Tim Crumride.
Oh, well, let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, well, all right. It's hard enough for me.
I just couldn't see Earl suffer like that.
It's hard for me to remember my name every morning.
Sure, yeah. Gilbert would have known that.
And Nick Lagnioli's from the borderland, Richmond, Illinois, and another great tradition of great Italian-American running backs from the borderland, like that gentleman from Kenosha who won a Heisman Trophy for Wisconsin. Do we know who we're talking about there?
You guys have two more minutes to let the listening audience know why they need to be listening to, you know, your broadcast.
So winning tradition, a program on the rise, Wisconsin's oldest university representing our state and our community proudly. Coach Budiszewski, one of the great young coaches in all of college football, and a great staff of excellent coaches. And just a great group of kids that we should all be getting behind.
Well, the other comment I would make is that, you know, some of the listening audience knows us from doing the Waukesha South games, okay? So that's a little bit different scenario than what we've got going on with the Pioneers. The Pioneers are coming off two great seasons, okay? They've got a great football program over there. They've got a lot of guys that came back. They only lost four seniors to graduation. This place is going to get lit up. I think they got a really great chance to get to make the playoffs. So I think it's going to be exciting football for anybody that tunes in. So please do so. 540 AM, 101 FM.
So you think they got a spot for an aging 69-year-old, used to be defensive back, who is now...
Johnny's got 3 years of eligibility.
Who is now a nose guard.
Yeah.
They got a spot.
Coach Buda, shoot up, Ingram. We need you.
It might be late in the season now, but next year, I think Coach Buda will put you in. He'll give you a shot. Spring
football. We're going to have to get you one of them special helmets, Earl.
Where they got to weld two helmets together.
We'll have to re-enroll you guys. We asked because Johnny's got 3 years of eligibility left. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so Coach Buda said he'd probably get me to suit up if things are going good.
Look, man, I'm going to come to one of the games, man. And, and sit with you guys.
Yeah, so, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I play.
We have a third
that.
Mic now, Earl, so you can help us with the broadcast.
I can see you got a little tear running down your eye, Earl. Yeah. You must be a little sentimental about this deal.
Yeah, man. I'm,
we'll get you in.
Very few people love football like Earl.
I hate to see you guys go.
I'll get you a t-shirt.
Yeah. All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. That's Johnny Watermelon and Don Brown.
Thanks for having us, Earl.
They are going to be, broadcasting Carroll.
University. Go Pios. Pioneer Nation.
All right. And it starts this Saturday.
Coverage starts at 5:30.
Under the lights.
And
nothing like football on the radio if you can't be there in person.
5:40 a.m. and 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw.
We'll be right back.
All right. Thanks again, Earl.
You guess it's not something that I say in jest. Cause you're different from all the rest.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 53. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Ample sunshine expected Saturday with a high of 72. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we probably thought that we had gotten beyond this discussion. And I thought we had, and it's how soon we forget. But COVID is starting to move throughout this nation. And this variant of COVID, you know, we don't know the depth of what it's going to be. We do know that it is clearly going to impact and affect a lot of people in this country, and maybe not to the degree that the other variants have. We don't know yet. But we do know that it's coming. And, you know, Jill Biden, the president's wife, now has COVID for the second time in, I don't know, this year. I've got friends who have contracted COVID. And so it's coming. So school has just started again. And some of the schools have noticed that they see this coming virus starting to impact and affect the children. And so they've asked about, you know, children wearing masks. You would think they were, you know, having the kids, you know, go to the guillotine. Why are people so crazy about the fact that people are trying to stop the spread of the virus, Calvin? I mean, why are people being treated as if they're from a different planet because they don't want this virus to spread? We know how contagious coronavirus is. But why are people being crucified because they want to try to stop the virus from spreading?
You know, I think COVID
just kind of with how it happened with Trump's presidency transitioning into Biden's, it's became a political issue. So now people have staked not only what they believe in their health, but who they vote for and all that other things in COVID, how big a threat COVID actually is. So people don't think it's that big a threat, and they think that wearing masks is restricting their rights. They just have a bunch of, I think, misinformed beliefs about what it is.
And so you're on point with everything you said, because we're talking about children, and so the point of trying to get people to do this is to stop the spread. Now, we've got people who don't believe, as you stated, that COVID is real. You know, it just so happens the majority of these people are on the right. And their arguments and debates are nonsensical. So if you follow what they are asking, many of them, is, hey, we don't care. Let as many people contract COVID as they possibly can. And it's really not a big deal. How stupid is that? Well, they're interfering with my personal right. Now, people have a right to be foolish in this country. It's true enough. But anybody who thinks that a pandemic is not reason enough, well, the government's going to interfere in my life. Well, you know, do you forget about the 200,000 people that died 2 years ago? They've completely dismissed it. Well, Anthony Fauci is a guy who's just trying to scare people. I just don't understand why, you know, I don't like wearing masks. But if the option is that I'm not going to, well, the masks don't guarantee that you're not going to contract it. Well, no, but you got less of a chance of contracting it with the mask than you do without it. So why wouldn't you say, I'm going to take the option that is probably going to give me a chance to not contract it? Why would you not accept that? Well, because so-and-so said, somebody on Facebook said, you know, well, the vaccination. Well, the vaccination is going to make people sick. Well, okay, if you contract the virus, you're going to get sick. So anyway, you're going to get sick. Well, but, you know, the vaccine said that you would never contract the virus if you took the vaccine. No, that's not what, and this is what has happened, and people have twisted and turned this, and so there are people who are listening to people, Calvin, like myself, who's on a radio show, who acts as if they have some scientific knowledge on any of that. They don't, as I don't. We're talk show hosts. We're not scientists. Well, at least I speak for myself. I'm not. So I'm relying on what the scientists say. We've got to go to a break. Cindy, Karina, and others, we'll come to you after the break, I promise you. 844-967-2789.
Be right back. The moving, moving,
whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Summer break extended for more kids in the eastern U.S. who go to schools with no AC. CBS's Christina Ruffini is in Washington, where it's expected to get into the high 90s today.
D.C. has extended some of their public pools. They're staying open later. Usually they close right after Labor Day. Some kids who are going half days are going straight into the pool to try to cool off, but most people are just trying to stay inside.
A sixth death in 6 weeks at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail. WANF-TV's Rebecca Schramm.
The latest we're learning about involved a cardiac arrest, according to his family members, who say he didn't have any known medical conditions.
Jail's already under investigation for possible civil rights violations. NFL season kicks off tonight, and you'll see quarterbacks wearing new helmets to protect against concussions. They're made by Dave Marver's company.
It has a wider field of peripheral view than any helmet on the market, so players can see the field. They can locate the ball more quickly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The person allegedly involved in the assault on a student from UW-Madison has connections to Milwaukee. Authorities have identified the suspect as 26-year-old Brandon Thompson, who graduated from UW-Milwaukee with a degree in criminal justice. Madison police have confirmed that Thompson is the sole suspect in the rape and beating incident that took place last Sunday, targeting a female student in her 20s. Police have determined that he had been following her prior to the attack. The Waukesha Common Council has given the green light to a bid of $837,000 to tear down the Horizon West condo building. Since the evacuation of Horizon West in December of 2021, tenants have been dealing with legal disputes and the loss of their home equity. A settlement was reached in June between the city and the Horizon West Condominium Homes Association. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, dream.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, I don't understand. You know, if schools think that they can prevent or diminish the spread of COVID through wearing masks, why does it mean the world is coming to an end? Excuse me. And we know what the outcome of dismissing COVID and what it can do and what it has done will do for all of us. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, Dreamweaver is one of my favorites, by the way. So, but I just wanted to say, I don't understand why people can't wrap their head around the mask idea. I can understand not wanting to get a vaccination because that's invasive, but a mask, for God's sakes, you can take off. It's not a permanent thing. I just don't understand why people are so anti-mask.
This is what I'm, I mean, what options are there? You know, you don't want to take the vaccination. You don't want to wear the mask. We already know the outcome of COVID, the dangers, the inherent dangers, and that children who are little germ magnets, and so somehow you think it's an invasion to say to children, you know, well, we're going to try to you know, on the side of precaution, you know, say you wear these masks. Nobody's trying to punish anybody, Cindy, right? I mean, this is not a punishment. This is somebody.
No, it tells me if you don't want your kid to wear a mask, then I don't think you care about your kid.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you're a mom, right?
Nope, unfortunately, okay. I'm not. But I'm a school bus driver, so you know I get my fair share of children every day. But the point is, if you don't have your kid wearing a mask or think your kid should wear a mask, I don't think you'd give a dang about your kid's health. That's just how I feel. Like I said, a mask is something you can take off. It's non-invasive. Deal with it. Save your child's life. I just don't understand it.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to my good friend, Corinna. Hey, Corinna, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. You know, I work for healthcare,
right.
So I'm up front there, and I see all the craziness. But first, I want to just say there is information maybe people need to know, because there is a COVID vaccine, but there is also RVS vaccine, which is preventing from the worst part of the COVID is a respiratory disease,
right.
Especially for people who are with a very low immune system. And the older people who easily go into pneumonia state,
right.
That may be a way to do it if you don't want to take a COVID vaccine. Just for information, what I figured out for myself, that American society, because it's so me, they don't care what's happened. They care what they want. The thing is, those masks protect others.
Yes.
This is the main thing. We're not talking about protecting you. You don't wanna to protect yourself? Fine. You wanna be sick? Fine. Why you not protecting society? Why you not protecting others? Why you being unresponsible?
You know, Corinna, your point is absolutely 100% valid, you know, that's what the masks really are for, protecting others. And so we sometimes forget, but we've got callers on the line right now that are going to argue, you know, against it because, you know, they can. And even though what they're going to be saying is nonsensical, the truth of the matter is we know that with the fall weather coming, we know that COVID and the flu and all of those things are going to be encompassing the society. And so what's wrong with trying to prevent that? I don't understand that. What's so egregious about trying to prevent that?
Because there's no culture for it. This is what it is. People think about themselves only. They are not part of the society. Society, country, everything works for individualism. People do not have this culture like they have it in every other country. Because you protect others. You live with others. And this is a normal thing to do. This is why I don't spread poison, you know, on everybody's streets, because I care for other people, for dogs, for cats, and everything like that. So anyway, Earl, if you ever wanted to have somebody like my pharmacist and owner, we did 30,000.
Hey, Corinna, leave your phone number with Calvin, okay? Leave your phone number with Calvin. I'll follow up. Thank you. Thank you as always.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Thanks, Earl. I am the caller that is going to truth detect. The masks don't work. The president took his mask off the other day. And
that doesn't mean the masks don't work. Because he took his mask off doesn't mean it doesn't work.
No, the science says it doesn't work, and it's harmful to kids.
How is it harmful to kids?
You're compromised and you're old. Stay home.
I ask you, how is it harmful to kids?
Because
scientists,
they're breathing
CJ?
In their own bacteria. It's proven. Look it up. But you know what? Social media censored very, very world-renowned Stanford epidemiologist. Jay, I can't even pronounce his name, but the social media got behind this. It doesn't work.
I said before, I don't give a rip about what social media says, because people who are on social media aren't scientists, and for the most part. And so anybody who, and this is the problem. I talked about this the other day. People are following what people on social media say, and people who don't even have the courage to put their names behind most of the things they say. And yet people are willing to follow that. The guy who's the scientist, Calvin, who's done the studies, who has the research, who has the credentials, will give his thoughts based on that research and those types of things, and people like CJ will dismiss them totally. But then he'll say, well, you know, on the internet, it says, come on, man.
It's proven.
Well, what's
the fact they were censoring a world-renowned epidemiologist from Stanford.
Hey, CJ.
Wasn't what social media said. It's proven the masks don't work.
Hey, CJ. You're telling me about one guy from Stanford that they're censoring. All the other and many others who are also epidemiologists, many others will prove their science is different than his. And yet you come on here and say this one guy, you know, he's the one that's right. And all the other epidemiologists like him are all wrong. That's what you're saying. So we should listen to him. That's what you're saying.
Most of the ones were proven wrong. It cost nurses.
Proven wrong by
their
who?
Jobs,
hey, CJ. Proven cost, wrong by who?
It cost nurses their jobs, right? It cost healthcare workers and the military their jobs.
Hey, CJ. Right? Let me ask you. So COVID is coming. What do you do?
If you're sick, you stay home.
No, that's ridiculous. Shouldn't you do everything within your power to try not to get sick?
It is the China flu, just like Trump called it. It's the China flu. If you're sick,
go ahead,
stay
Calvin.
Home.
How does where the virus came from change how we should handle it, CJ?
Because Fauci should be in jail.
What?
Okay.
Yeah,
we're wasting our time. Hey, Mary, you want to respond to...
Good morning,
not that,
Earl.
Not that foolishness.
Yeah, here I am again. I'm not especially a betting person, but if I could, I would bet that people who are against the vaccines and masks, people who are anti-science, and people who are anti-LGBT and trans, I think they'd be lumped together, and they'd have an R attached to their persona.
you're 100% correct. I mean, it's almost as if people who are conservative, they believe all of this. And you heard what he said. Well, if people are sick, they should stay home. So what do? Allow the virus to affect everybody in the country. If there is nobody trying to prevent the virus from spreading, Mary, then what do? Just accept the fact that all of the American people are going to contract the virus at the same time? What happens to productivity? Many people will die. I mean, it's just nonsensical.
It's a futile fight in trying to convince them, and we just best protect ourselves best we can.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mary, as always. Sensical information. Ken, your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, masks do work, surgical masks. Other than a surgical mask, 10 out of 10 doctors would tell you 95% of the people are running around with these masks.
I know, but let me ask you something. CJ just said masks don't work at all. You just said surgical masks do work. Both of you guys are on the same side of the equation. One of you guys is wrong.
Surgical masks do work to a percentage, Earl.
Well, no, that's not what CJ just said, man.
I don't know. I don't care what CJ says.
Okay, all right.
The fact of the matter is the particles are too, they're so small, the mask people are running around with, they're going right through.
So I don't disagree with you that the quality of the mask makes a difference. The question is, should children, is there something wrong with schools trying to protect the children via mask, you know, while they're in school? Or should they just say the heck with it, let all the children get sick, let them take that home with them to their families and to their parents? You know, what's so wrong with trying to figure out a way to prevent it? Who is that a threat to?
There is. You might as well, what is the point of wearing a mask if it's not going to work? Unless it's a surgical mask.
We've gone beyond that. We've already gone beyond that to the next. We gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon, highs around 66. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 53 tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69. Ample sunshine expected Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 72. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, listen to this. A group of Senate Republicans unveiled legislation this week to prohibit federal mask mandates on domestic air travel, public transit, and public schools through the end of 2024. On Wednesday, Senator Ted Cruz shared a warning in response to the Maryland elementary school action. If you want to voluntarily wear a mask, fine, but leave our kids the hell alone. The school, Rosemary Hills in Silver Spring, boosted security and kept recess indoors because of online backlash the same day. So, Calvin. People decided to make threats to the school. This is how insane this is, because the school mentioned about where the kids wearing masks, so people made threats to the school. That's the insanity of this. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. So real quick, I'm kind of in the middle. I kind of go back and forth with this, but I just want to bring up one point. My whole life, I've had relatives or, friends that have been hospitalized, and I've gone to visit them. And I've never had to wear a mask going into a hospital to visit. And so I'm wondering why that is. If we're protecting the most vulnerable in society by wearing a mask and not letting them get our germs, why isn't it that at a hospital, any visitor should have a mask on?
Julie, this is Calvin, Errol's producer. I think I have a good answer for you on that one. The answer is COVID-19 is historically, I believe, the most contagious virus ever. So we've never seen we've never seen a virus that infects people at this rate before.
Oh, okay, and I understand that. Here's a personal experience of mine. I had in January of this year, I had emergency surgery. And a couple weeks before my emergency surgery, I thought my husband and I had COVID. So we took an at-home test, and we were both negative. And so when I got to the hospital, and I had stomach issues, and I had a ruptured ulcer. So it was pretty dire. Like I was, and the first thing I said at the emergency room, and then when they admitted me, and when the surgeon came in and said, we're going to have to do this emergency surgery tonight, my husband and I both said, we think we had COVID. We did the at-home test, but it came back negative. Nobody gave me a COVID test. No, they didn't even blink an eye. It was like they didn't even hear what I said. And then when I came out of my surgery, I ended up having multiple blood clots. And I'm like a pretty healthy person. I had arterial blood clots and in my veins. My one leg, they thought they were going to have to amputate my leg because I had three blood clots.
So Julie, to expedite it, you're saying that to say what?
Why in the medical profession and at a hospital, why didn't they test me for COVID immediately?
I can't give you the answer to that, but it is clear that what Calvin said, over 200,000 people died from COVID. That's nothing to sneeze at. It's almost like we've forgotten that misery that happened in this country. And, we're trying to do away with history. That's a history that's recent history that people have forgotten about. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call, Julie. Cindy, you say what?
Yeah, I'm back. I just wanted to say, if masks don't work, then why is it every time you go into the doctor's office, when you come in, they want you to put on a mask, especially during the flu season, the cold season, the COVID thing was especially huge. And to the last lady's point, when COVID was in its full bloom, you weren't even allowed in a hospital unless you were the patient, and you weren't allowed into a nursing home. You were hardly allowed into a doctor's office unless you were the sick one. So I don't know where she's getting this from, but, they were pretty strict about that stuff.
Cindy, you're absolutely right. During that time, my dad was in the nursing home, and we didn't get a chance to see him at all, even up until his death. They did not allow anybody in with mask or without mask. Pick the battles. Is the old axiom, is this the hill you want to die on? Do we want to argue and fight about kids wearing masks to try to control what we know is going to be, just a serious drain? CJ can say, well, just stay at home. Productivity. People are always talking about productivity. It's easy to stay at home. But how much productivity is lost if all these people are contacting the virus? It's easy. It's almost as if people aren't thinking. And that's why we wind up where we are, because people aren't really thinking. I'm a guy, I'm going to wear a mask. If it's time and I think that I need to wear a mask, I'll have it on. But for heaven's sakes, I'm not looking to prove a point by not wearing the mask if we know that the virus is around and causing havoc. Hey, thank everybody who made the show go. Hey, thank Johnny Watermelon, my colleagues, Johnny Watermelon and Don Brown. And really, take some time out to listen to Carroll University football. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. Sandy Williams has been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
QS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.